Well, let me do this. Y'all, thank you for being here. I want to honor your time. And we're gonna be 5 minutes. We'll be in and out of this. But I'm excited this morning that we have Mark Smith with us. Mark is the chaplain for ITC. ITC, by the way, is one of the original The Edge companies. And they help bring these calls and everything else The Edge brings. They, you know, Cam and Tim and Todd, Mark and those folks just jumped in. I mean, day one, they've been a part of rallying around and making The Edge possible. So very excited about that, but also excited to have Mark. I've known him for quite a while, and he's a blessing. But for 5 years, he's been their chaplain. There's amazing stories of how God has used Mark in his role around the country and even around the world. I don't know if he'll get into that today, but sometime you need to touch base with Mark and hear about what happened in the Middle East and some of those things with their companies. He was a pastor for 12 years. I'm let him tell you more if he wants, but Mark has an MBA, I believe. Is your MBA from Liberty, Mark, or is it from Point?
My MBA is from Point University.
Point University. He's got a wife named Lauren, and probably the most astounding thing about Mark is he looks healthy, he looks happy, looks well-fed, but he's got 6 kids at home. I don't know how those two things work together to keep up with 6 youngins and still be the healthy, happy, active guy he is. And so anyway, we're excited to have Mark with us this morning. And Mark, if you'll take over and give us a little challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good morning, everybody. And I'm going to jump right in just to honor everybody's time. But we find ourselves today in the midst of a story in Scripture that many of us are familiar with. It's found in John 21, 15 through 17. Just to give you a little bit of background, Jesus is just resurrected, and he is in the process of revealing himself to his followers. This particular scene, it's a really intimate one between Jesus and Peter, mentor, mentee. Peter had let Jesus down famously. Everybody knows this, by denying that he even knew him 3 times during Jesus' trial. And in this scene, after the resurrection, Jesus and Peter are having breakfast. They're having a breakfast of fish beside a campfire on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. And I imagine Peter in this scene as pretty sheepish, unsure of what Jesus thought of him and ashamed at his own lack of character under pressure. But here we witness something that Peter could have never imagined. Here, Jesus both caring for him and trusting him with a new mission. And I'll pick right up in John 21, 15. He said, when they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Then feed my sheep." You know, there's no doubt. I mean, in every piece of marketing that you see during right now, you talk about that, hey, we are living in uncertain times, right? And there's no doubt that we are living in interesting times. When Kevin asked me to share where with you all this morning, I literally jumped at the opportunity, mainly because I knew who you are. While I may not know each of you on a personal level, I know that you are men and women that have, one, dedicated yourselves to following Jesus with everything that you have. If you're on this call, that's the case. Two, you're leading your organizations in a manner that honors him, or at least striving to honor him above all else, striving to imitate him in everything that you do. And three, you found yourself in waters right now that have not been navigated in at least a century, courageously leading your people and organizations in a culture of fear, uncertainty, and economic instability. You're finding that in times like this, that people's personalities, their character traits, their leadership habits, and their strengths and weaknesses around all of these things, they're all highlighted right now, both good and bad, right? I've had the honor of serving our ITC companies as chaplain. That's what I have the honor of doing. And while I have a direct line to owners, C-suites, VPs, I spend much of my time in communication with employees at every level. From those field guys that are face-to-face with customers and contractors, to customer service representatives, to middle management. Those employees that when the people at the top are talking, those are the employees that lean in and listen close to every point of communication that they're hearing. And I get to listen to those folks a lot. And I have prayer requests sent to me. These people are worried. They're worried about their families. They're worried about their kids, their jobs, and their own safety. And so while you're worried about the survival of your organization, they're worried about the, their survival of their family. And to some people, this may seem silly, but it is no less significant, and it's what's important to them. So when Kevin asked me to share with you today, I jumped at the chance and prayed that God would show me what to share with you, and he brought me to this scene between him and Jesus and Peter. So I want to encourage you about two things. I want to encourage you to strive by imitating Jesus's example. Lead the way that he led his disciples. You know, Jesus cared for his people, and they knew that he cared for them. And your people need to know that you care about them. They need to know that you're thinking about their safety and the safety of their families. After all, at the end of the day, everybody knows the leader's only as good as their team. And your team doesn't care how much you know until they know how much you care, right? Second, Jesus gave his people a mission. He trusted them to do it, and he empowered them to do it through the Holy Spirit. Your people need to know that you are not only there to give direction and resources, they need to feel that you trust them, no matter what, no matter whether they're working from home or they're in the desk next to you. You know, Jesus hand-selected his disciples, and he chose to trust every one of them, even though he knew a few of them would fail. He took 12 people, trained them, empowered them, trusted them, and as a result, they literally changed the course of history. I urge you, you've trained your people, and for the most part, they're good. Now choose to trust them in this moment every day. I hope today's word has been a good reminder. I've learned over the years that more than often, it's not what we need to be taught, but it's what we need to be reminded of. And so may you lead your people like Jesus today, so that they know that you care for them and that you trust them to do their job. I hope you have a great day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Hey, so as we turn you loose, quickly, I do want to mention, look for the newsletter. The first one comes out tomorrow, specifically two articles. One about 8 effective strategies to support your employees after a disaster, which I found to be really helpful. There's a little highlight about Hans's company in there as well. And then the Center for Law and Justice has a paper we've included about Christian rights in the workplace. So a couple of resources for you. Check that out. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back on this call in 2 weeks. And Mark, great job, brother. Thanks for being with us. Y'all go out there today and be the edge.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Have a great day, everybody.